85. Killian. It was hard to grip the rocks. His hands were so numb from the freezing water. But Killian ground his teeth and ignored the pain as he worked his way farther along the lip of the cliff, keeping a count in his head as he went. Lifting himself up, he peeked over the edge and saw a dozen wild men holding the end of the rope, their faces tight with strain and focus as they fought to flip the boat over. But they weren't his concern. He rolled over the edge and kept low until he was into the brush, then pulled his sword and clambered over the rocks and through the trees, his boots sliding in the slush as he raced downstream. Reaching the end of the ravine where the river widened, he grimaced at the sight. Agrippa had caught the little girl, but he was clinging to a rock in the middle of the river, his eyes fixed on the wild men standing on the banks with bows in hand. If he tried to reach the edge, he and the child would be shot. But if they remained in the water much longer, they'd both freeze to death. And Killian only had another 30 seconds before Lydia freed the boat. Moving at speed, he jumped down the steep incline, hitting the ground and rolling to his feet. The wild men heard him and turned, but he'd already cut one of them down. Holding the man's body in front of him like a shield, he sliced the arm off another, then shoved the dead man at the archers before attacking. It was a dance of blood and steel, his skill against their numbers as they pulled their blades and threw themselves at him with utter fearlessness. Killian fought to maim rather than to kill, needing to whittle down their strength before the boat appeared. He left screaming men in his wake, their weak blades shearing beneath Mutamorian steel. Blood splattered him in the face, his and theirs, but Killian ignored the pain. From the corner of his eye, he saw Agrippa swimming to shore, the girl still in his arms, but he couldn't afford to think of that now. Fight. One of the wild men got under his guard, weapons slicing along his ribs, and Killian stumbled back. The other man grinned at him with broken teeth and lunged, but Killian skipped sideways, stabbing him as he passed. But the wild man's momentum wrenched his sword from his grip. Cursing, Killian pulled a knife and barely caught the downward swipe of another blade, his body shuddering under the impact. He kicked the man in the knee, not pausing to watch him crumble, instead twisting and throwing his knife at another man who ran screaming toward him. It sank into the wild man's left eye and he fell, landing on Killian's legs. Struggling to get free, he jerked sideways, an arrow embedding next to his head, and he looked up to see another man with an arrow trained at his chest. And then Agrippa was there. He slashed open the archer's back, then turned to punch another in the face, fighting with impressive skill. The boat flew from the ravine, full of the sprawled forms of the soaked travelers, Baird fighting to get into position to row, and Lydia, her eyes wide with terror, clinging to the prow. Back to back against Agrippa, Killian crossed swords with what seemed endless fur-clad warriors, his clothes as much soaked from blood as water. But he could sense Agrippa faltering, his skin cast blue with cold, his sword arm wavering. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw the boat reach the shore, saw Lydia on her feet, racing toward the still form of the girl lying on the bank, saw one of the archers train an arrow at her back as she knelt next to the child. A massive wild man came charging at Killian, the man nearly as big as Baird. He parried the man's blow, but the force knocked him backward. Punching the man in the gut, he twisted in time to see the archer's bowstring snap forward. "No!" he screamed, lunging. But Agrippa was already there. He threw himself forward, colliding with Lydia, and then sprawling over both her and the girl, an arrow embedded in his back. Killian's skin burned, his panic rising as he saw more wild men crossing the river, racing to reinforce their brethren, because he knew this wasn't a fight he could win. Gutting the big man, he sped toward Lydia. "Get the girl in the boat," he screamed at her, then slid in the slush and gravel, bending to get an arm under Agrippa's shoulder and hauling him to his feet. Arrows flew past him, and he snarled in pain as one scored along his upper arm, but he kept himself between Lydia and the attackers. The other travelers hauled her and the child into the boat. "Start rowing!" Killian shouted. Then half threw Agrippa into the arms of the others. Rock and gravel crunched as the wild men pursued, arrows flying, and Killian leapt into the vessel. Seeing Agrippa's bow still miraculously fixed at the prow, he grabbed it and a handful of arrows, bouncing on one of the benches as the boat surged downstream. An arrow shot toward him. Killian leaned sideways to avoid it, then loosed three of his own, his aim true. Then the boat surged around a bend in the river, leaving the wild men cursing in their wake. But it wasn't their shouts that stole his attention. It was the sob that came from behind him.
"My baby!"
a woman howled. And as he turned, he saw the mother clutching the girl's still form. Lydia knelt next to them, the wet fringe of her hair parted and plastered against her head, clearly revealing her half-moon healer's mark tattooed there. She lifted her face to meet his gaze, her intentions obvious, and the ramifications equally so.